Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Narayanam namaskritya.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Naram chaiva narottamam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Devim sarasvatim vyasam.
Tato jayam mudirayet.
Tato jayam
Nastapayeshapadeshu.
Nastapayeshapadeshu.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, verse number 2. Again, I'll just read the Sanskrit and the English through, and then we will discuss.
Dharma prochitakaitvatra parama nirmat saranam satam. Vedyam vastavamatra vastu shivaram tapatya yona mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimva parairishvara Satyo hidyavarutyate trikitipi Shushushubis takshanat.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavat Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality, distinguished from illusion, for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God-realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within the heart.
Mukam karati vachalam bhangam langhayate girim yat kripam tamaham vande shri guram divyatarinam. Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasyatyate Shatarine.
So we are continuing our study of the Mangalacharan. We can see here is a chart of the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. You see on the top lotus up there, there are three petals. Yesterday we heard about the first petal, that's Lord Shri Krishna. And the second petal we hear about today, Vyasadeva writing Srimad Bhagavatam. And the third petal will be the desire tree of Vedic literature. That will be tomorrow. And the second lotus, the sages are worshipping Sutta. And the third lotus, they are beginning to ask their questions. And in the fourth lotus, they are glorifying holy name and the devotees and asking more questions about Krishna and his incarnations. And in the last lotus, the last section, it's all about the spiritual master and how to actually transcend the modes and how to go beyond this dark ocean of Kali. So this is just to give you a preview idea of this chapter. Yesterday we heard the Mangalacharan. Now to chastise Vyasadeva for not glorifying Krishna enough in his book. So therefore, the first thing Vyasadeva says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Shri Krishna, son of Vasudeva. Then he describes exactly how everything is coming from Krishna. Jammadyasa yaton vayaditratas chatesha bhikyasvarat. Narada also chastised Vyasadeva for writing books which mainly dealt with dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. So does everybody know what these four terms mean? Because we'll be using them a lot. Dharma means religiosity. Artha means wealth or material gain. Kama means sense gratification. And moksha means liberation. So the first thing Vyasadeva does in this verse is reject all these from Srimad Bhagavatam. This book is simply for the Paramahansas. Narada Muni said in the fifth chapter, Nayad vachas chitra padam hariyasha, that those words which do not glorify Krishna are like a place of pilgrimage for crows. The Paramahansas do not take pleasure in such places. So the first thing he says, dharma projita kaitava tra. He rejects all kaitava, dharma. Kaitava, this word is describing dharma here. Dharma projita. He's abandoning all cheating religion. So this verse is very significant because this verse is the connection between Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Many, many times, Srila Prabhupada used to say that Bhagavad Gita is the ABCDs, the entrance, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate. So what does Krishna say at the end of Bhagavad Gita? Loud and clear. Vadharma mamekam sharanam vaja antang sarvapapibhyo. Yes, sarva dharman prityaja. Abandon all varieties of dharma. So what is that dharma? He describes so many processes in Bhagavad Gita. Karma, karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, and bhakti yoga. But at the end, he said, you give up all these others. You reject all of these things except bhakti yoga. Ma me kam sharanam. You simply surrender to me. So here, Vyasadeva is saying the same thing. Bhagavad Gita ends, Srimad Bhagavatam begins where Bhagavad Gita ends. Bhagavad Gita ends, give up all varieties of dharma. And here it says, give up all kaitava dharma. Not give up, it's given up already. Once you study Bhagavatam, now you've already given up all these things. So we're going to surrender to Krishna. There is one nice sentence in the purport. You won't be able to find it, but I picked it out for you. Prabhupada says, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the surrender of the devotee to the absolute person. So this is what we are going to learn today, how the devotee is surrendering. So there's two words here. There's kaitava dharma and there's paramo dharma. There's dharma projita kaitava tra paramo. There's parama and there's kaitava, two kinds of dharma. So we'll be discussing both of these in this verse. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, first chapter, verse 91, Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj quotes this particular verse in the Adi Lila, and Srila Prabhupada comments on this verse. He explains that this kaitava, this cheating, there are two categories of cheating, two categories of cheating processes. Adi Lila, first chapter, 91st verse. It's the same verse as we have here. Two types of cheating processes. One is gross and one is subtle. These are the two types of kaitava, dharma. So Prabhupada says that karmakanda is gross sense gratification in the name of religion. Karmakanda is cheating. Does everybody know what karmakanda is? Ritualistic activities, sacrifices performed for elevation to heavenly planets or for enjoyment in this world. This is karmakanda. So this is rejected from Srimad Bhagavatam. Now why? My question to you is, why is it cheating? Why is karmakanda cheating? It's in the Vedas. Why is it considered? Yes, Maharaj.
Because it gives people the false conception of the goal is to enjoy within this material world and it allows them to perpetually stay in the material world without liberation.
Exactly what Prabhupada said. It encourages them. It gives them something false. The path of fruit of work leads them either to temporary happiness or temporary distress. They work very hard, but they don't get anywhere. It's like a Ferris wheel, the analogy in Bhagavad Gita. So then, jnana kanda. Why is jnana mark cheating? Subtle sense gratification, Prabhupada says. Why is jnana kanda rejected? Cultivation of knowledge is very good. Why is it cheating? Yes, Prabhupada.
Because because the impersonal conception of the absolute truth bars them from reestablishing their relationship, loving relationship with Krishna.
Right. It keeps them away. They may rise very high, but due to their impure intelligence, they may also come back into the material sphere. They may fall down. Prabhupada says the goal is unclear. Actually, they don't. There is a risk. They have to go many, many, many births, both the gyanis and the yogis, many, many births, until they can achieve perfection. And what is their perfection? It is also, you can't compare it to going to the spiritual world. So Prabhupada gives the example. He had one German godbrother, and he said that he has seen that the material scientists have duplicated all the same things that the mystic yogis have done. So therefore, he came to India to learn loving devotional service to Krishna. So now, he wanted to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. So here in this verse, the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is given. Bhagavatam is an incarnation of Krishna. So therefore, the purpose of Bhagavatam is the same as the purpose of Krishna when he comes here. And what is that? What is the purpose of incarnation of Krishna and the purpose of incarnation of Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes, thank you, Tambhu. Dharmasya. Dharmasya Glani. Right. And then the next verse, Paritanaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chidushkitam. So the Bhagavatam has the same purpose. Deliver the devotees, destroy the demons, and establish real dharma. So Bhagavatam, right from the beginning, will establish sad-dharma, parama-dharma. First rejecting kaitava-dharma, also accepting parama-dharma. So in this age of Kali, it's very, very difficult. So many bewildering paths. Some people say, I am God. Or we are all God. Or we're God, but we forgot. Or God is dead. So Srila Prabhupada, when he first came to New York, he was interviewed by one newspaper, East Village Other. And as a result, they printed one article that said, God lives. So I have an excerpt from this article here in the latest BTG that tells exactly what happened when Srila Prabhupada entered the East Side in New York. So I'll just read this article to you, part of it. The newspaper article said that there was a story about a group of religionists, theologians, who had killed an old man and buried him. He killed an old man in a church, and so there's a subsequent press report that God was now dead. So then they say they dug up the body and found it not to be the body of God, but that of his PR man, organized religion. At once, the good tidings spread across the wide world. God lives. But where was God? A full-page ad in the New York Times offering a reward for information leading to the discovery of the whereabouts of God, signed by Martin Luther King and Ronald Reagan, brought no response. People began to worry and wonder again. God, said some people, lives in a sugar cube. That means LSD and other such drugs. Others whispered the sacred secret was in a cigarette. Here in India, they call it bong. But while all this was going on, an old man, 1 year past his allotted 70, wandered into New York's East Village and set about to prove to the world that he knew where God could be found. In only 3 months, the man, Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta, succeeded in convincing the world's toughest audience, bohemians, acid heads, potheads, and hippies, that he knew the way to God. Turn off, sing out, and fall in. This new brand of holy man, with all due deference to Dr. Leary, has come forth with a brand of consciousness expansion that's sweeter than acid, cheaper than pot, and non-bustable by the fuzz. How is this all possible? Through Krishna, the Swami says. So you might need a translation, a few of those terms. What they're trying to say is that you don't need drugs for spiritual life, is what Srila Prabhupada was saying. You throw away your drugs, you come here, stay high forever. So this was Srila Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. He preached very strongly against the impersonalism that God is dead. So the article came out, God lives. So it said Prabhupada is saving the earth. We sing Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. So Prabhupada, in explaining this verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavacha, Prabhupada says, all these cheating types of religious system, I kick it out. Thisism, thatism, thatism, out. Only Krishna. This book is meant for the Paramahansas, for those who are Paramahansas. So Bhagavatam, just like Bhagavatam is a representative of Krishna, had the same, so Prabhupada is a representative of Krishna. Actually, Bhagavatam is Krishna, and Prabhupada is a representative of Krishna. He had the same purpose as Srimad Bhagavatam, to deliver the devotees. Prabhupada mercifully gave us the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam, and to destroy demoniac philosophies. So Prabhupada said in one lecture on the second canto, I have protested this false consciousness in all my purports. This is my business, to punish all these rascals. He says, I become very angry if anyone says, I am God, he is God, everyone is God. He says, I cannot control myself. If someone comes in front of me and says, I am God, I just want to kick him on his face. We heard this from Srila Prabhupada many times. Kick him on his face. He says, never mind if I go to hell, it will be my pleasure to do this. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, in his purports, you'll find, defeated the demons. He defeated the impersonalists. And he gave us the holy name in Bhagavatam for our protection, for our benefit. Actually, Prabhupada said when he was here in Vrindavan, ready to leave his body, he said, my preaching was Bhagavatam in one hand and a club in the other. So this was Srila Prabhupada, very, very strong, strong preaching. So in one lecture, he said, don't waste time. As much as possible, try to hear Bhagavatam. It's very, very dear to the Vaishnavas. Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. Vrindavan, Prabhupada said, you'll find everyone is hearing Bhagavatam. It's their life and soul. So in any condition, if you try to hear Bhagavatam, anytime, any place, you'll be happy. So who is Bhagavatam for? Who is Bhagavatam? Who is the audience? According to this verse. Yes. Paramahansas. In Sanskrit, who are they? Nirmat Saranam Satam. So exactly, this means non-envious, devotees, Satam, devotees, non-envious. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, because you are not envious, I am teaching you this knowledge. There's a verse in beginning of ninth chapter, Bhagavad Gita. What is it? How does it go? Iram tute. Yeah, that one. Iram tute guyatamam. Pravakshyam anasuyave. Anasuyave means the same thing as nirmat saranam, non-envious. So Krishna says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, don't tell envious people about me. Why? Because Krishna is a person. He doesn't want to expose himself. And he doesn't. He covers himself. Naham prakasya sarvasya. Yoga maya samavrita. That he doesn't want these envious demons to see him. He's a person. We wouldn't expose ourselves and our secrets to our enemies. So Krishna also doesn't. And this is a problem. This is a big problem, especially in India, that people, envious people, they will come, they will take Bhagavatam, and they will misinterpret it, and they will mislead the people away from Krishna. So that's why Bhagavatam is for the Paramahansas, Nirmat Saranam. Only somebody who is simple, satam, not duplicitous, can actually understand Bhagavatam. So the message is given here in the first verse. We're rejecting Kaitava, we're accepting Parama, Param Dharma, Savai Pungsam Paro Dharma. This in the second chapter, we will see how this verse is expanded. In the second chapter, it's quite nicely analyzed by Sutta Goswami. What is Kaitava Dharma? What is Parama Dharma? Savai Pungsam Paro Dharma. What is Paradharma? What is Paradharma is bhakti. That which leads you to bhakti, yato bhaktir hoksaje. This is paradharma. And all other dharmas are apara dharmas. They are temporary. So what is this param dharma? It is our eternal constitutional position. There's another word for it that we hear often when we analyze Bhagavatam and other such scriptures, that there are three words, and one of them is synonymous with para dharma or bhakti. Okay, I'll give you a hint. The first one is sambandha. And the second one is abhideya. So Abhideya is synonymous with devotional service. So Abhi means always, and Deya means what we should do, what we should meditate, what we should think. Abhideya means what we should always do, what we should always eat, what we should always worship, who we should always worship. And that is devotional service to Krishna. We should worship Krishna. So in the first verse, we heard a lot about Sambandha again. And also, actually in the first verse, there is Abhideya and Prayojan. Actually, I didn't tell you yesterday, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the last three words, Satyam, Param, Dhimahi, contain Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. Satyam Param contains Sambandha and Dhimahi, Abhideya and Prayojan, according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to teach the same thing. Vairagya Vidya, Nitya Bhakti Yoga. He came here to teach Bhakti Yoga. Six Goswamis came to teach the same thing. Sadharma Sanstapako. They studied scrutinizing these scriptures so they could establish Sadharma, Param Dharma. Prabhupada said, I have come to teach you the same thing. One time, a reporter, I believe it was in London, in the airport, asked Srila Prabhupada, why did you come here? Why are you here? Prabhupada said, I have come to teach you what you have forgotten, and that is God. So this Paradharma, knowledge about Krishna, this is for Nirmat Saranam, truthful devotees, those who adore the truth, who are searching for the truth, or who want to live a life of truth, they can find shelter in Srimad Bhagavatam. So here it is said, second line, Vastavam Achavastu. Bhagavatam separates truth from illusion, substance from shadow. In the Chatushloki, now in case you don't know what Chatushloki is, because I mentioned it quite a few times, these are the seed verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are found in second canto, ninth chapter, which Lord Krishna spoke to Brahma. The Lord spoke to Brahma. Chatushloki, they are the essence of Bhagavatam. So often we quote these Chatushloki verses. So I'll be quoting one verse here, the second verse. Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, material enjoyment is like a reflection of light in the darkness. So Bhagavatam takes us out from the shadow, from the darkness, and brings us to the light. In the Vedas, it is said, Tamasima Jyotirgama. Don't go to the darkness, go to the light. So Bhagavatam will give us this light. Also, it will destroy the mirage of this world, reveal the spiritual world. Krishna Suja Sam, Maya Hoy Andakar, Jaha Krishna Tahanahi, Maya Otikar. Where there is Krishna, there can be no darkness. Krishna is like the sun, Maya is like darkness. So now Krishna has left this planet. Bhagavatam has arisen like the sun to give us light. What will be the effect of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? It is described in the second line, the last two words, Shivadam tapatayonamolanam. Shivadam means auspicious. Tapatayonamolanam means it will uproot the threefold miseries. Bhavoshadi. Bhagavatam is medicine for the conditioned souls. Cures a material disease. Tomorrow we'll hear more about this. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. So, those of you who have gone to, how many have taken Bhakti Shastri? Actually, all of you should have. But so, if you remember back to your Nectar of Devotion class, in the beginning of Nectar of Devotion, it's described there are six characteristics of pure devotional service. Now, two of these are very similar to the effects you will get from reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Shivadam tapatra yonamulanam. Does anybody have a clue? Yes, Nishinananda Prabhu. Kleshagni and Shubhada. Shubhada means giver of all auspiciousness. Kleshagni destroys all miseries. So just see the relationship between Nectar of Devotion and Srimad Bhagavatam right here in the beginning. Srila Rupa Goswami is completely following the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Kleshagni Shubhada, same as Shivadam Tapatra Yon Mulanam. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. So this is the benefit we get by sitting here and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. Therefore, Vyasadev wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, so we could all get this chance to become free from all miseries. Kim va paraya ishara? What is the need of any other book? What is the need of other books? Bhagavatam is all we need. Other books, what will be the result of reading books other than Srimad Bhagavatam? What's the result? What's that? Death. Birth. Yes. What else? What's that? Old age and disease. Okay. Yes. Increase your desires. Definitely. Not only books, actually. Now we have electronic thing that's quite a competition. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Vrindavan Prabhu. Increases the influence of Maya on you. Yes. Can see that. It creates desires. Yes, Prabhu. It increases your feeling of control, lording over. Yes, Paramakaran Prabhu. Yes. Manifests as an increased fever in the whole society. So this is the problem. Narada Muni says, whatever you desire to describe that's separate in vision from the Lord reacts with different forms, names, and results to agitate the mind, just like the wind takes away a boat. Yes, Maharaj. That is 1:5:14. Yes. And Prabhupada gives a beautiful lecture on that verse, which I don't have time to repeat here, but I can bring it up when we discuss the fifth chapter. That the people, anyway, the people, they're situated in these different practices, even this karmakanda, and they're agitated, and therefore they can't concentrate on Krishna. These things take them away. So Prabhupada described that in the purport to this verse, 5th chapter, 14th verse, that Vyasadeva, he's the editor of all the Vedic literatures, and he's described so many paths, so many types of paths, karmakanda, jnanakanda, upasakanda, yoga, this, that. You'll see tomorrow, I'm going to give you a chart of the Vedic literatures, and you'll see all the different things that are there you can't imagine. So what's the result? It simply agitates the mind. And they don't know where is Krishna. They don't find Krishna in all these things. They can't find Krishna in the Vedas. Vedeshu durlabham. Very difficult to find Krishna in the Vedas. Although Krishna is. Vedaishcha savayaraham eva vedyo. Krishna says, the purpose of Vedas is to know me. But we don't find it. So therefore, Narada chastised Vyasadeva that you have actually misled the people by writing the Vedas. So you have misled them. People in general are naturally inclined to enjoy. And you have misled them in the name of religion. Because they're guided under your instruction, they'll accept such activities in the name of religion, and they won't care for the restrictions. So that we see. People, they quote the scripture. They say, yes, it is said in the Vedas. I must do my duty. And what is your duty? To my family? To my country? Yes, this is my duty. What is that verse in Bhagavad Gita? Karma nivadikaraste. Yes, you have a right to perform your scribe duty. But they always forget the second line. Ma phaleshu kadachana. You don't take the fruit. So they've taken the restrictions. In the Vedas, there are restrictions for enjoyment. I mean, actually, they've forgotten the restrictions. They take the enjoyment and they leave aside the rules. So this is the practical result. So Prabhupada says very heavy words in the purport of this verse in the fifth chapter. This compromising spirit of Vyasadeva is directly condemned by Narada, who advises him to directly proclaim the prime necessity of human life is to realize one's eternal relation with the Lord and surrender unto him without delay. Now, Prabhupada in his lecture, this is, again, the same verse. Well, this is 1:5:15. This is 1:5:15. Prabhupada says Vyasadeva compromised by writing the Vedas. It was compromise. So now, no compromise. Dharma prajita kaitavacha. Everything's kicked out. Everything. Dharma artha kama moksha. Finish. And then Prabhupada in his lectures, he gets even heavier because, you know, when you write something, it's okay, but when, when you speak something, it's okay, but when you write, people can take you to court. So he was more careful in his writing, but in his lectures, he was even heavier. He said that Narada, he was paraphrasing Narada Muni, he said, Narada is saying to Vyasadeva, you have worked so hard for writing all these nonsense books, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, Mahabharata. So therefore you are unhappy. Therefore I advise you, you write one book just about Krishna. So this is Prabhupada. So he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And he became happy, and everyone else became happy. So therefore in the beginning, he says, Dharma, Projita, Kaitavacha. I reject all these things. My Guru Maharaj told me to reject. So I'm rejecting. So therefore Bhagavatam, on the other hand, Bhagavatam is a wonderful literature. Tadvagvisargo janataka viplavo. It's a literature that is accepted by satam, those devotees who are thoroughly honest. Actually, this word satam is also mentioned here in this verse. Nirmat paramo nirmat saranam satam. Now, it's a very nice word. It has many meanings. Would somebody like to give us a meaning, another meaning of satam, or explain? Any Sanskrit scholars like Maharaj? Yes. Truthful devotee, okay? Truthful devotee. Satam. Satam. Yes, very, that's it. Yes. Yes. So Krishna is Sat, and we are Satam. We are dedicated to the truth. We want to know the truth. Krishna is God. So therefore, this book will be accepted by thoroughly honest people. Because an honest person knows that he needs to change. A dishonest person will say, no, no, everything's all right. Why should I change? No need to change. But this Bhagavatam is going to create a revolution in the heart. So therefore, you have to be honest. You have to accept it. You have to want change. You have to want the truth more than anything else. And then you can actually relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So the devotee, his goal is to uncover his true self, to be true to himself, find out his real nature. Who am I really? So this is what Bhagavatam aims to do, to uncover our relationship with Krishna. Bhagavatam is for that person. Devotee, he'll do anything to find the truth. And for such a devotee, Vyasadeva gives a very wonderful benediction in the last line of this verse. Satyo hridyavarutate chakitibi shushushubistakshanat. This is the real benediction of Srimad Bhagavatam. The other two benedictions are preliminary. This you'll get along the way to the real goal. Real benediction is that you will capture Krishna in your heart. Lord Brahma, this verse is from 3rd canto, 9th chapter, verse 11. Lord Brahma prays, O my Lord, your devotees can see you through the ears by the process of bona fide hearing, and thus their hearts become cleansed and you take your seat there. You are manifest to your devotees in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. So when we hear Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna becomes captivated. He becomes controlled. But there is a qualification. The word here is shu-shu-shubis. We must be intensely eager to hear Bhagavatam. This word is going to be repeated many, many times in the first chapter. So you can be looking for this word, shu-shu-shu. Again, shu-shu-shu-shadadanasya in the second chapter. Yes, the second chapter will be expanding, be an expansion of this chapter, an explanation of these verses. So we can see the connection already. Shushu shubis. Intensely eager to hear. So when we hear about Krishna, then we develop love for Krishna and Krishna becomes controlled. So anyone can hear Bhagavatam, develop love for Krishna, capture Krishna in the heart. So the question is, why doesn't everyone hear Bhagavatam? Why not? Madhavendra Puri Prabhu.
Because they're not Saranasatam.
They're not, okay, because they're not non-envious.
Yes.
What's another reason? Yes, Maharaj.
They're prasupna. They're killing themselves.
Oh, push. They're animal killers, Maharaj says. Pashuguna from Isha Upanishad. No. Bhagavatam. Oh, okay, sorry. Oh, yeah, what is it in Isha Upanishad? Atmaha. Sorry. Yeah, Atmaha. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Duskritinam. Yes. So, yes, they are Duskritinam. Shivindavan Prabhu. Apashatam Atmatatvam. Yes. Yes, they have many topics for hearing in human society. Because Apashatam Atmatatvam. Griheshu Grihamedinam. They have forgotten Krishna. Yes, Prabhu, what is your name?
Darshan?
Yes. Oh, let's wait for the end. Okay. Question. Otherwise, we'll never finish. Yes, Prabhu. You feel cheated? Yes. You feel cheated by other talks of religion and things like that. You can't trust. Okay. That's good. Frustrated. Actually, this is described in Bhagavad Gita in the purport. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. There are three types of people. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. So those people, they're angry because they're so frustrated by so many different paths that they can't find the real path. Yes. So this is Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, verse 10. Vitaraga bhaya krodha. Some people are too attached, so they can't take up spiritual life, raga. Some people are afraid, the impersonalists. Oh no, I have to become a person again. This is terrible. I'll suffer. And some people are just completely frustrated with all the different paths, so they can't take up spiritual life. Okay, we got a lot of contributions here. She and Nishinganan. Yes, they have a challenging attitude. That's why they cannot hear Bhagavatam. Shri Vrindavan Prabhu. Bogashaya. Yes. Bewildered. And in the mind of someone who's bewildered, he can't have determination in devotional service. Yes, Prabhu. Offending. Okay. Yes, Divyambar. They're not fortunate. Unfortunate. Yashoda Mataji. They're lazy. Yeah, we'll get to that later on in this chapter. Manda. Okay, now there's one thing that one of you mentioned, or a few of you mentioned, that is actually contained in this verse, the reason why people don't hear Bhagavatam. Yes, they find faults in the scriptures, offensive. That's somebody that's near Matsaranam. You have to be non-envious. So the word is kritibi, and you picked up on it. You said duskritina. You have to be pious to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. One must have done pious activities in many lives to get the chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So imagine that. We are all sitting here in this room. Performers, of course, Prabhupada did say he created our pious activities. But actually, in Nectar of Devotion, it is said that all these different processes, Dangyo, Karmakan, all these things, the whole purpose is to give you a chance to get association of devotees and hear katha. So this is actually the point. Prabhupada says this in the purport. This is the second to the last paragraph. Prabhupada says, one must be anxious to hear this transcendental message. The desire to sincerely hear is first qualification. Now we're going to the end of the last paragraph of the purport. Prabhupada says, one becomes qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam after many pious deeds. One devotee was very unfortunate. He was coming, he gave his 10,000 rupees for bhakti vaibhav, and he didn't make it. So I guess he didn't have enough sukriti or something. Yes. And some people, they weren't even planning to come, but they ended up here in this association. Yes, he's living still. He changed his mind. Yes, what can we do? What can be done? So Prabhupada says in the prayer part, the intelligent person with thoughtful discretion can be assured by the great sage Vyasadeva that he can realize Supreme Personality directly by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the Ashirbad. We heard the Mangalacharan. There's three parts. Vasti Nirdesh is the subject. And what's it say? Namaskar is obeisances. The third thing, which we didn't discuss yesterday, is now coming up. Ashirbad, benediction for the reader. This is the third part of the Mangalacharan. So Prabhupada says something very wonderful here. Without undergoing the different stages of realization set forth in the Vedas, one can be lifted immediately to the position of Paramahansa simply by agreeing to receive this message. Prabhupada is even more merciful than Vyasadeva. Says you, Vyasadeva said you have to be submissive, attentive, pious, all these things. Prabhupada said you just have to agree. Just agree. Just come and put your ears here and listen. And you can become Paramahansa. Believe it? Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahansas. But even if we're not Paramahansas, we can become Paramahansas by having anxiety to hear Bhagavatam. Actually, there is a path of the Paramahansas, which is described in the second canto, ninth verse, second canto, ninth chapter, verse 18. Path of the Paramahansas. It's called Paramahansa Panta. This was followed by Lord Brahma. You got that, Maharaj? It's 2, 9, 18. This is the quote. So let me tell you what happened. Lord Brahma, he followed the path of the Paramahansas, and the result was he got the darshan of the Lord, and he shook hands with the Lord. So Prabhupada in the purport tells us how to attain this path of the Paramahansas. Prabhupada says the only way you can do this if you are fixed in bhakti yoga. And this begins if you have this conviction. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shada Shabde Vishwas Kohe Shuddhi Donishchai Krishna Bhakti Kohe Sarvakarma Krita Hoy. That if you have the faith that if I simply do devotional service, I will attain all perfection. And this is the qualification. So Prabhupada in the purport is very eloquently explaining how we can do this. Prabhupada said, Brahmaji believed in the art of bhakti yoga. He believed in the instruction of the Lord to execute tapa, and he discharged the function with great penance and thus achieved the great success of seeing the Lord by his personal experience. So we must believe in the words of Vyasadeva. He says, if we simply, attentively, submissively hear Bhagavatam, we will get Krishna in our hearts. We will capture Krishna. We must believe it. And Prabhupada is saying, we just simply have to agree to receive the message, and we will attain the highest goal. We'll be lifted to Paramahansas. Prabhupada continues in this purport, following in the footsteps of Lord Brahma, any person, even up to this day, can attain the same perfection by following the path of Paramahansa as recommended herein. Lord Chaitanya also approved of this method of self-realization. And here it is again. Prabhupada says, one should first, with all conviction, believe in the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna without making efforts to realize him by speculative philosophy. One should simply hear about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and later Bhagavatam. So, now what Prabhupada just said is actually a paraphrase of a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Brahma. And this verse was also quoted, this was spoken by Ramananda Roy to Lord Chaitanya, and it was the first verse that Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this is it. This is the path. Anybody have an idea? Sri Vrindavan Prabhu. Gyane prayasam. Namanta eva. Yes, very good. You have studied. So Lord Brahma says, you give up all your nonsense ideas about God. Just take it out of your head. And Prabhupada said, this is the preaching process. You go very humbly, you go to somebody, you say, my dear person, you have so much knowledge. I know, I can see you're very pious, but just forget all that and listen to what I have to say. I said, very humbly you say it. And so you do that. Jivanti samukaritam bhavadiya vartam. You hear from the devotees, stane stita shutikatam tanuvam manopir, that with body, mind, and words, you hear Bhagavatam from the pure devotees, Prabhupada. Ye prayasho jita jito pyasitaischi lokyam, and you will conquer Krishna, although he is ajita. Oh, yes, sorry. 10, 14, 3. Yes. Before 10:14:3, is that the one about impersonalism? Yenye Ravindaksha? Oh, you mean my verse? Oh, I thought you meant in the 10th canto. Oh, yeah, yes. That is, you read verses, the first canto, chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Verses 14 and 15, yes. Yes, Prabhu. This is it. This is 10:14:3, yes. Before, he was speaking so many verses, and Lord Chaitanya was rejecting. No, this is external. Varnashram. Varnashrama charavata. If you follow Varnashram, this is good. No, Lord Chaitanya said, this is external. Then he quoted, Sarvadharma Pritaja, Mamikam Sharam Vraja. Lord Chaitanya said, no, external. Then finally, he came to this verse. Stane stita. You remain in your position and you simply hear. And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, this is it. But can you say something further? So this is the first thing that he accepted, Lord Chaitanya accepted. This is the path of the Paramahansas, to hear. So we have great hope, even if we're not Paramahansas, by the end of finishing 12 cantos, our objective is to become Paramahansas, or at least God realized, or at least liberated, or at least a devotee, or a servant of the devotee. Something. We'll get something from reading. Tomorrow I'll tell you a few more benefits you'll get from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So if we hear Bhagavatam, we're following the path of the Paramahansas, Paramahansa Pata. And if we do this, if we believe it, actually if we believe it, we simply hear, then we'll get the same perfection as Lord Brahma. Shake hands with the Lord. We'll get the same perfection as Narada Muni. He saw the Lord in his heart. We'll get the same perfection as Vyasadeva. We'll have a vision of Lord Krishna. We simply hear Bhagavatam. And so let us prepare our ears and our hearts to receive Srimad Bhagavatam. Attentively pray for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada so we can hear and speak also for their pleasure. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, yes. Vastu Nirdesh is also Ashirbad. Vastu Nirdesh and Ashirbad, especially Ashirbad. Ashirbad is benediction.
Ending.
Yes. No. Sadyo Hridayu Dutetra Kritibi. Krishna comes in your heart. And also there's another benediction in the second line, Shivadam Tapatrayun Mulanam. For those of us who want to be free from miseries, he's that also. And Ashirbad also, yes. Tomorrow is simply relish, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a conclusion. Prayojan. Vastu Nirdesh, yes. Vastu Nirdesh. It will be describing the subject matter. Also Abhideya. Also Prayojan. Sri Vrindavan Prabhu. Okay, the question is, for those of you who didn't hear the question, that this Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra, written by the author himself. So how does Baladeva Vidyabhushan's commentary fit in? Actually, there's a whole story behind it and why he wrote it. He didn't want to go beyond the previous acharya like Vyasadeva. Does anybody happen to know that story? I'm not that clear on the details. Nishingananda, you know that story? About why how he came to write the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, I also... Does anybody know the complete story? Maharaj, do you know the complete story?
The story was...
Why was the natural commentary not accepted by the Ramanandis?
Because they just...
So therefore...
All the other Sampradayas have one.
Therefore, Govinda, he dictated personally. It was written by Govinda. Yes. They're both natural, because Vyasadeva is the incarnation, and Govinda actually dictated to Baladev Vidibhushan the commentary, the second one. So they're both actually written by the Supreme Lord. That when there was a need, then he wrote it again. And of course, as it is repeated, it becomes more sweet. As you see, it becomes sweeter and sweeter through the parampara. We'll hear that tomorrow. Right. So he doesn't, the Lord does not allow his devotee to be defeated. If a devotee says something, then the Lord must uphold that. He must uphold the promise. Gyanakandis? Are they Gyanakandis? Gyanamishra. Gyanamishra Bhaktas. Gyanamishra. Okay. Any more comments and questions? We have lots of time for discussion today. By your ardent desire. Yes, question, Prabhu. This is Sankirtan, Prabhu, for all of you. Mm-hmm. No cause. Ahaituki, apatihat. Ahaituki, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, I'll repeat the question. His question is that if bhakti is supposed to be independent, not dependent on anything, then how can you say that you can only hear Bhagavatam after performing so many pious activities? That is the question. Madhavendra Puri Prabhu has an answer. Well, Madhurya Kadambini? Okay. Let me repeat this.
It doesn't really offset the...
So he is saying that it is being given to us by the pure devotee without any discrimination. He's just giving us this Srimad Bhagavatam. Book distributors used to go on the street and just give Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, now we have another comment from Brihad Madanga Prabhu. Okay, now we're getting into the technicalities. There's a difference between punya and sukriti. Okay? Kritibi. Sukriti. Right. Very good, very good. And I may add to that, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I don't know the exact reference, it is described that there are three kinds of pious activity. The one kind of pious activity is, I can't remember the Sanskrit offhand. Bhakti on Mukh and
Karma
on Mukh. Okay, Karma on Mukhi. On Mukhi means that you can perform pious activities that is material, like karmakanda, like this kind of thing, that will give you some elevation in the material world. You can perform pious activities that will lead you towards liberation. Or you may perform agata sukriti, unknowing pious activities that will lead you to Krishna. So this is, yes, Prabhu, Maharaj.
I think the thing was serving the devotees.
Yes.
Bhagavata Sevaya.
Yes. And also, we can find this in Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, verse 28. Ya idam paramam guyam ma bhaktesh abhirashti. Is that it? Yesham tantakatam, yeah. Papam jananam punya karmanam. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yesham tantakatam papam. So Krishna, he's saying, after so many pious activities and this and that, free from this duality and all that, you can have firm determination. But then later on, Prabhupada throws it all out and says, Krishna says, don't preach to those who are envious, and this a long list of things. But then Prabhupada, in the purport, he says, but devotees, they hold open class. Because the devotee, he's more merciful than the Lord, he knows the purpose of the Lord. So Prabhupada, he's in the mood of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, just distribute. Don't care who they're distributing to. It's qualified, unqualified. So Prabhupada, as we have heard, he has created our pious activities. We may not have this qualification to enter Bhagavatam, but he's giving it. He's allowing us to enter. Shri Vrindavan had his hand up for a long time. Yeah. Yesham Tvantagatam. Oh, I should have let you quote it because I got it wrong. Okay. Yes, yes, Rath Yatra, unknowing pious activities. If you're a preacher, you see so many times how people are doing unknowing pious activities. When you meet people and they do things, unknowing pious agyata sukriti. Yes, Maharaj. Yes. That's right. So we have to appreciate every second that we have to be able to hear Bhagavatam.
Durjati.
Okay, Durjati. Does everyone know what Durjati means? Half the class doesn't know. Bad birth. Now you understand. Okay, we'll get to that in a few years. Maybe after 12 years. When we do Bhakti. No. We'll see. If we're eager, we can do it quicker. Okay, I just want to make one comment on what Maharaj said before I forget it about Srila Prabhupada and this Durjati and all this. Because in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there's a lot about jati, karma, and there's another kind of karma. You're not doing Bhagavad Gita. Jati, dharma, and something else, dharma. Kula, dharma. Okay, kula, dharma, jati, dharma. So all these things, Arjuna is saying, if I give up my duty, if I fight, then I'll be, I'll destroy the Kula Dharma, the Jati Dharma, all these things will be destroyed. So Prabhupada made a very humorous comment on this. He said, yeah, well, don't worry about that. Actually, this is true. It has been destroyed. So Prabhupada said, he quoted Sarva Dharman Prityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. He said, actually, Sarva Dharman has already been destroyed. It's all Jati Dharma, Kula Dharma is finished. He said, don't worry about that. It's already finished. You've already given up all your Dharma. So now just surrender to me. Mame kam sharanam vraja. So this is what is given by Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Sri Vrindavan Prabhu. Kalo Shudra Sambhava means in this age everyone is born a Shudra in Kali Yuga. Yes, bad qualities. We'll get to that in a few days. Jati. Which one? Oh, Dalai. Oh, Maharaj knows. Yes. Okay. Yes. 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 That's why it says here also, Nirmat Saranam Satam. That's the first qualification. You're not envious. Therefore, and we'll see how Prabhupada brings this in also later on. Any more questions or comments? Oh, yes. Your name is Darshan? Okay, Darshan Prabhu. Right, you get a lot. You get this wealth, this, that. I'll read you some tomorrow also. Something like that. That's true. Yeah. So the question is, what's the question? I kind of caught it and then I lost it. Yes. Because, I can get, there are many answers to that question. One answer is that Vyasadeva foresaw that not only Paramahansas would read Srimad Bhagavatam. So he wanted to attract everyone. So if somebody is a Vaishya, they'll give benedictions for different classes. If a Vaishya hears this story, then he'll get this. If a Shudra hears a story, he'll get this. So gives somebody wants money, he'll get this. So they're trying to attract people to hear Srimad Bhagavatam somehow or other. So that's one answer. And you could see also nowadays this is happening, this Bhagavat Sapta. And so many people are hearing. Of course, they're not hearing real Bhagavatam, but they're going to hear these things. Okay, there's some other. Yes, Adi Purush Prabhu.
The very last sentence of the purpose of the Vedas.
Yes, so. Well, I'll tell you why. What does it really mean? What it really means that we hear what Srila Prabhupada has to say. It's actually Vasudeva Krishna, they're very strict, but Srila Prabhupada is in the mood of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he's giving us concession. So if we simply agree to hear this message without envy, without envy in our hearts, then we will get this if we can get this concession given to us by Srila Prabhupada. You'll see this always in the purports. Prabhupada will be much more lenient and more merciful in Bhagavad Gita, you see it all through, than Krishna. He's got the mood of Nityananda. We've got many people, Nishingananda Prabhu and then Divyambar. If we catch on to Prabhupada's lotus feet, and then Krishna is very pleased. He says, if someone pleases my devotee, this even the servant of my devotee, he is very dear to me. Divyambar. Original volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? Patiently was there in the original Bhagavatam. Patient. We must patiently hear. This was in the original Bhagavatam. This is your edition. It'll be in the next, it'll be put back. Patient hearing. Patient. Yes, okay, wait. He was next, and then she, and then you. Premanidhi Prabhu. Premanidhi Prabhu has a question. Upasanakanda. Jnana Karma, Jnana Kanda, Karma Kanda, and Upasanakanda. Yes, rejected. Yes. Yes, he is accepting. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. Well, because Krishna at the end, he's at end of Gita. We're starting at the end of Gita now. You see? We're starting, Bhagavatam begins where Gita ends. So at the end of Gita, Krishna said, give it up. Give up all these processes. Although he did describe them in Gita, at the end he said to give up, and that's where we're starting here, at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Subhangara. This is not Subhangara. This is Avadhuta Priya. Yeah. So two questions. One is, if he's incarnation, why did he make this mistake of writing all this Karmakanda stuff and Gyanakanda stuff? Nishingananda Prabhu. Transcendental mistake. Okay, Brihadaranyaka Prabhu. Okay, you look for it. Oh, you have? Okay. Vyasadeva knew everything. Mm-hmm. Yes. Deliberately excluded. Okay. Watch out. No. Deliberate, okay? Okay, please. That would be nice. Okay? Maharaj? Yes. Okay. We'll have Maharaj give a comment. Okay, thank you, Maharaj. Now, the second question was about Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata. And I just read something that Srila Prabhupada said about that, his lecture on the fifth chapter. I'll have to look it up. I was reading it yesterday, and Narada Muni was chastising him, and then Prabhupada said, well, Vyasadeva might have said, but what about Bhagavad Gita? I wrote Bhagavad Gita. Isn't that nice? And Prabhupada said, well, actually, if you look at Mahabharata, how many verses, 100,000 verses in Mahabharata, how many are Bhagavad Gita? 700. And what's the rest? Politics, diplomacy, all these things going on. So many other things. Everything but Krishna, actually. Krishna consciousness. If you actually read the whole Mahabharata, you will find so many. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, everything you'll find in Mahabharata. And, okay, you've written Gita, but it's hidden, it's buried. The people, they'll look at the other things. They'll go for the other, the fighting and the other politics and the romance. They'll go for those stories. And they won't even read when they come to Bhagavad Gita. They may even skip over it. You know, oh, this is not so interesting. We want to hear the stories. Yes, Paramakarna Prabhu. You're asking, who are you asking this question to? Maharaj. So he's saying this his question. So Maharaj, I think we'd better stop now. One person had an, oh my God, we have so many urgent questions. Okay, after class, you come to me. We're going to write them up on the flip chart and we'll get to them. We'll just comment, okay. Patient and submissive hearing. Okay, again. Okay, patient and submissive hearing. Okay, I'll just ask the class. How many people have questions here? You have a question and you have a question? One, two? I'll ask the class. And you have a question? You have a comment. Shall we extend the class for 5 minutes? Okay, we will extend the class today. I don't want to go over time, but if the class agrees, we can extend for 5 minutes. You are first? Yes? Vadamali. Yes. Yes, yes. This is also a point that not all the audience were Paramahansas. The audience at Naimisharanya. That's what Gobi Pradhana. Okay, so now next question, comment by Divyambar. Okay, I have to take, did you hear that? 1.5.13 at Bhagavatam is meant for all living beings for total liberation from bondage. Are these comments on this? Brihat, okay, Brihat Madanga Prabhu. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada. Okay, Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahansas. One devotee asked Srila Prabhupada a question. You are pure? If you are situated in the path of purity. Simply following the four regular principles. Chanting 16 rounds. Okay, you're situated in the path of purity if you chant 16 rounds and follow the four regular principles. Now I'd like to ask, I forgot your name. Bettina, Bhaktin Bettina. Question. So your question is, how is it we're rejecting Upasana Kanda? Oh, it's not, we didn't say we rejected. Oh, it says in the purport. Well, there's two kinds of Upasana Kanda. One kind is worship of demigods, so that is rejected. But worship of Krishna is not rejected. There's Upasana Kanda can refer to worship of demigod worship also. And we'll see this in the second canto, third chapter. It begins with, if you worship this demigod, you get this. You worship this demigod, but then if you worship Vishnu, you get this. So that, then the distinction is made. But better, actually you should just worship Vishnu. And so Narada Muni, of course, his Upasana is Vishnu, it's Krishna. So that is not rejected. That is accepted. Brihamadanga Prabhu. Loving Krishna. Okay? That's a good comment. I think we're finished. We finished all the questions? Okay, you're the last one now. Yes. I'm sure. Yes. Well, not exactly. It's karma yoga, yes. Karma yoga and jnana yoga, yes. It's a big difference. Yes, Gita does not really present karma kanda and jnana kanda. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we took it to mean karma yoga and jnana yoga. Right. And there's no... Well, it's actually, there is rejection because it's karma misha and jnana misha, bhakti. Yeah, yeah. It's not. Just you do pure devotional service, which is described in the ninth chapter. Anya bilashita. Yeah. What is it? Anyway, there are so many verses. Ananya bhakti. That's how it says in Bhagavad Gita. Ananya cheta. Ananya. Namasi ananta. Ananya bhakti. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry to go over time, but it was by popular demand. And we'll try to give more time for discussion again tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, yes. One Shri Prabhupada.